Both shook hands, but the president has been critical of the state's response to the fires and water crisis.
I appreciate the governor coming out and meeting me, Kevin, very much, and we'll be talking a little bit. We want to get it fixed. We want to get the problem fixed.
Newsom says the state welcomes the president's visit and will need federal aid. The president signaling earlier he is considering getting rid of FEMA and give funds directly to states to handle. The Trump administration's new Justice Department leadership announced today it's curbing prosecutions against people accused of blocking reproductive rights facilities. In a few hours, senators will convene to take up a confirmation vote for Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth. This is ABC News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For news for the Center, 107.7 WRCE, I'm Jimmy Kuska. After lawmakers approved a bill to overhaul the state's reading curriculum, Tony Evers signed it into law, but the governor told the state legislature on Wednesday during the State of the State address that the funding has yet to be released by the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
In 2023, lawmakers passed a bill to overhaul how the state teaches reading in public schools. The new system is commonly referred to as the science of reading. It's backed by research and focuses more on phonics. It includes new curriculum and materials and hiring literacy coaches for school districts to use when they need to. Schools started this shift for students in 4K through 3rd grade in the fall, but they're doing it without the money they were expecting from the legislature. When it was passed, Act 20 included $50 million to switch to this new method, but lawmakers on the Joint Finance Committee have not released that money. If the $50 million for the new reading materials isn't released by June 30th, it'll go into the state surplus, which is already massive at $4 billion. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Because Act 20 is law, school districts around the state have to pay for the materials and training on their own without any reimbursement by the state. The State Education Convention wrapped up Friday with a keynote speech by Governor Tony Evers, who echoed many of the statements he made during his State of the State address earlier in the week. That included a call for additional mental health funding for children and a demand for the state legislature's Joint Finance Committee to release $50 million in already approved funding for Act 20, the state's mandated overhaul of public school reading programs. The convention itself featured a number of breakout sessions tied to topics like school finance and referendums, as nearly 100 districts are on the ballot this spring across the state asking local taxpayers for more money to pay for teachers, operations, and facilities. Other popular topics at this year's convention included school safety initiatives, strategies for hiring and retention, communication and marketing, and artificial intelligence. In addition to breakouts, the state's top educators were also recognized during the convention. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Bucks trounced the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Miami Heat 125-96 at Fiserv Forum. The win, despite some challenges getting back to Milwaukee from New Orleans, where the Bucks were stuck in a hotel during a record-breaking snowstorm. The start time to last night's game had to be pushed back an hour. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers:
showing up for a game 2 hours before the game off an airplane. My guess is that our science team would probably say not the healthiest thing to do. On the plane, we showed the guys their matchups. I told them to be prepared.
NFL, the Buffalo Bills face the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC title game Sunday at 5:30 from Arrowhead. Do the referees give the Chiefs a break when calling penalties?
I don't feel that way. I mean, I just try to play football at the end of the day. The referees are doing their best to call the game as fair and as proper as they possibly can. And all you can do is go out there and play the game that you love as hard as you can and live with the results. And so that's what we preach here in Kansas City.
That's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, a few flurries tonight and lows in the mid-teens. A mix of sun and clouds and blustery tomorrow, highs in the low 30s. Mid-20s and mostly sunny Sunday. A January thaw into next week, highs climbing through the 30s, even a few 40s.
We're at 18 right now.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
yes,
can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Is there an absolute right and wrong in things and in society?
Sure.
So somebody on the other side is clearly supporting something that is wrong, and I'm supposed to...
Well, it's a two-way street. I think if we all would become open to talk and dialogue, we could get somewhere. The space between you can only be bridged by trying to understand what it is the other person is thinking and why.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll review the weekend happenings in terms of news and offer you another look at what's worse, your opportunity to call in. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2. News from the center, WRCE. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to talk trash, but only when he's at the dump, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday night. We are almost done with January. How does that feel? I feel great. I feel like the days are getting a little bit longer. 30 seconds a day, Conrad. That's what we get. 30 seconds more of daylight per day.
I appreciate it more every day.
I do too. And I don't notice it. So after a couple weeks, all of a sudden you're looking at what? 7 extra minutes? Doesn't sound like a lot, but it helps a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, great to have you here at Nightlight on a Friday night. We have a really fun show tonight. This is one of those days, you know, I mean, this is a job, but I really do love it. I love getting on the air, talking about the things we talk about on a nightly basis here. Today was one of those days I could not wait to get on the air and just start yakking. We have so much fun lined up tonight. It's Friday night fun. So it's that kind of fun. It's music. It's comedy. It's a bar band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. That's another reason I'm very excited. Terry Barr from Max Inc. Radio will be here bringing us new music, as she so often does, just about on every Friday. She'll be here at 7:35 with some great tunes. Did you listen to the music, Conrad?
I did, and it's
good stuff.
It's some fun music.
It really is. She's batting 1,000, I have to say. Terry will be here. We've got comedy with a friend of mine, Jackie Flynn, will be here at 7:05. He's playing in Kenosha this weekend at the Kenosha Comedy Club. It's so funny, like, I can't say the word Kenosha without thinking of the Kenosha Kickers from Home Alone and John Candy. But Jackie will be there at the Kenosha Comedy Club. We'll talk to him about the shows at 7:05. Jackie's also a very talented actor. He's been on the show. He's a regular on the show Louder Milk, which is very funny. And he's been in movies like The Three Stooges, Ricky Stenicki, Kingpin. Just a really, really talented and a really funny dude. He'll be here at 7:05. We'll talk to Jackie and our friend. This was exciting, Conrad. I saw, you know, we typically have our first guest tonight in the studio with the Piatt family, Chris and Paul, and they play guitar and sing, and they're just fantastic. And they usually come on seasonally, like towards the end of the year, we'll have them on a couple times, like November, December, to promote Doctors in Recital. A really great outfit that is doing a show tomorrow night. It's their yearly show. It's for a good cause. It's people in the medical industry that sing songs and sing together and solos, all different kinds of music. It's such a fun, it's just a bash. And Kim runs the whole thing, Kim Shevchik. So, and she's also an incredibly talented singer. So we will have Kim on at 6:35 to make one final push, because I really think this is just such a great event. We'll have Kim here to tell us about it. And if you're interested in seeing some live music tomorrow night on what is supposed to be, I think, still pretty cold. There's nothing like going to see live music during the winter when you're inside and warm. And Doctors in Recital puts on a great show. Kim will Kim will be here at 6:35 to talk to us a little bit about that. And we have two songs that Kim has performed in previous shows that are just excellent. And when she usually comes in, Conrad, she just sings. But in one of these clips, she's playing the piano, too. I didn't even know she played the piano.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It seems to impress me more than it impresses you. But I think it's really cool. Yeah. How are you doing tonight, buddy? You doing okay?
I'm doing great. Yeah, it's a little chilly out there tonight.
But not as, is it as bad as it's been, though? I think it's...
It still feels...
A little better, right?
You know, 10 degrees is still 10 degrees.
Yeah. You know, you do live in Wisconsin, right? In Green Bay.
I do? Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't
Wasn't
know.
Your fault, though. Your parents moved here.
Yeah, but...
That's how we all get stuck in cold weather areas. Then we grow up and we love it, and it's harder to leave. Ladies and gentlemen, we are lighting the night tonight, and helping us do it is Appleton Cigar. On College Avenue in Appleton. What better way to help? Who better to help us light the night than a cigar company? They are a great little operation. They've been serving the community for over 25 years. If you are a cigar aficionado and looking for a one-of-a-kind experience, you need to check out Appleton Cigar. They boast the largest selection of cigars north of Milwaukee. They have over 700 kinds of cigars to choose from, and they have a walk-in humidor. Go in there, you can get a cocktail. They'll help you pair the right cocktail with the right cigar. It's just a great experience. I've been in a cigar shop about 5 times in my life, and it's just such a unique experience. It's just a great conversation. And the more I went, I noticed women going to them too, which is kind of fun. Because the first couple of times I went, it was just dudes, and they were old, stodgy dudes. Now I think it's a much better atmosphere, although I'm sure those old, stodgy dudes are still there too. But they will help you. And if you're an aficionado or if it's your first time going to Appleton Cigar, they'll get you all set up and you can have that cigar experience. And they will set you up with a premium cigar and give you the full experience. Appleton Cigar is located at 415 College Avenue, and they are open Monday through Saturday, 11:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. For more information, go to appletoncigar.com. We should head in there one day, Conrad, and just kind of hang out.
I actually might go there tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the occasion?
Well, I'm taking care of my brother's cats.
And they smoke cigars?
Yeah.
They should.
So one is named Jelly Bean. Maybe I'll get the Jelly Bean cigar for Jelly Bean.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah, I'm meeting up with one of my friends who lives in Appleton. We're going to the Timber Tap Brewery, which is a great brewery. If you're in Appleton, check it out.
And okay.
After that, yeah. Might go check out the Appleton Cigar Company. So,
dude, you got to take a picture.
Oh yeah,
you get in there.
Yeah,
take a
definitely.
Picture with Norm or whoever's in there, and we'll post it. I think that would be really cool. I would expect a full report on the Appleton Cigar Company. It sounds great. So that's that. Hey, if you're watching tonight, folks, on the stream, I welcome you because I think it's so great. The more I thought about this today, it's so great that people can watch the radio. You know, we're on YouTube. What else, Conrad? Facebook,
Twitter, yep.
X, whatever it's called. And it's great to have you either way. It's great to have you on the old-fashioned radio or on the app, which is very easy to use, too. Give us a like or a follow if you're there. We always like to get likes and follows. And I have to bring up something that I learned about today. I didn't know it existed. It is a centuries-old Scottish tradition called Hercle Dirkling. Now, I know you know what it means now, Conrad, but yeah. What would you think that means?
I would think it's like some type of like fruit or something. I don't know. That's if
See,
I just
I
heard
thought
it.
like wrestling or something.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
You want a Hercle Dirkle? Come on, man, I'll take you. You know, like, and then guys roll around or whatever. But apparently it just means being lazy. It is the art of laying in bed past the time you're supposed to get up. That's called Hercle Dirkling. And the Scottish have been doing this for a couple centuries. Do we have the clip of the woman explaining it?
Yes, we do.
Let's play that so people get a better sense.
Expression of the day from the Scots Dictionary is Hercle Dirkling. And to Hercle Dirkle, a couple of centuries old, is to stay in bed long after it's time to get up. I'm a Hercle Dirkler.
I mean, it's like so... Foreign people just make things sound so much more acceptable. Like in America, it's get your lazy ass out of bed. Hercle Dirkling is just staying in bed. And they stay as long as they want. Sometimes they have coffee. I don't know. I always thought if you stayed in bed too long, it meant you were depressed or just lazy. But Herkel-Dirkling is like a form of therapy. Apparently, sometimes we need to lay in bed without the pressure of having to get up. So there you go, Herkel-Dirkling. And ladies and gentlemen, Herkel-Dirkling is sort of the genesis of our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Have you ever Herkel-Dirkled? And for how long? What's the latest you've stayed in bed? What is acceptable? Those are actually a few questions, but we want people's thoughts on this. Let us know what you think. Do you Herkel-Dirkle? I do. I get up and sometimes I'll lay there for an hour. I'll look at my phone. I'll look at an article I didn't finish. Since I've been doing this show, it's taken me longer to get out of bed in the morning because I used to be kind of a morning person. I love getting up early before other people and getting stuff done. Since I've been doing Nightlight, I'm a little more, I stay up later. So I have been laying in bed more. But eventually it gets to you. But have you ever Herkel-Dirkled, and for how long? What is the latest you've stayed in bed? And what do you think is acceptable? That is our question of the night. It's 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. There are no right or wrong answers, ladies and gentlemen. There are only your answers. So let us know. We'd love to hear from you. What about you, Con? What do you do? Are you?
I'd say I Herkel-Dirkled every Sunday afternoon in college.
I mean, I work at 6 o'clock at night. I Herkel-Dirkling is pretty much weekdays for me. I mean, yeah. I don't stay in bed till noon or anything, but it's not that, it's just weird that they have a name for it, I think.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Nowadays, I try to get out of bed before at least 9 just okay. So I can start my day, because I feel like it's a waste of a day if you just, you know, past 10:30, I feel like you're still in bed after that. Okay. It's kind of, yeah, but
because you're up late too.
Yeah, sometimes. I am. Yeah.
So let us know, folks. We'd love to hear your answers. We will read them on the radio. Flight Risk is out this weekend. There's lots to see. There are Oscar nominated films, folks, in the theaters, on the stream. You have 6 weeks to watch Oscar nominated best picture films. I say get to work. That's what I'll be doing over the next 6 weeks. I've seen like 3 of them. I've got like 7 to go. And on that note, Flight Risk is out, the new Mark Wahlberg movie. I don't ever need to see a Mark Wahlberg movie again. I know we've talked about that, and I'm not picking on the guy. He's had an incredible amount of success, but I've seen this movie before like 80 times. And I don't see myself, even if Flight Risk was like considered fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, I'm probably not going to see Flight Risk under any circumstance. 19% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not that you go by everything Rotten Tomatoes says, but that's something, and it's not reviewing well. And Mark Wahlberg is bald.
You know, it's not like a cap or anything. He actually went bald.
What does that mean, went bald? He shaved his head?
Yeah, he actually shaved it. He didn't put like one of those bald caps on.
So what? Grows back. That's not a leap. A leap is like De Niro adding 60 or 70 pounds. I know Mark Wahlberg would never do that. All right, we'll be right back to break this down, talk about some more Oscar films, and we've got a very funny clip of one of our guests, Jackie Flynn. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here she comes now.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We have updates on important state Supreme Court cases involving the outcome of a November 2024 North Carolina Supreme Court election and whether Pennsylvania can count mail ballots with missing dates. First to North Carolina, where after two recounts, a race for Supreme Court justice is separated by 734 votes, with 5.5 million ballots cast. Supreme Court Justice Allison Riggs was declared the winner over Appeals Court Judge Jefferson Griffin, but Griffin refused to concede and appealed to invalidate as many as 60,000 voters. Griffin's challenge includes voters with felony convictions, despite North Carolina's returning citizen rights restoration. He and the North Carolina GOP also challenge voters with incomplete registration information, some of whom are even elected officials and have voted for years. Wednesday, the Carolina Journal reported that the North Carolina Supreme Court refused to hear the case in a 5-1 decision, sending it back to Wake County Superior Court to consider Judge Griffin's complaints. Back in October, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court refused to rule on whether on-time mail-in ballots missing a signing date could be counted. Of the two challenges filed, the ACLU's argument that rejecting the ballots is a violation of the state constitution's free and equal elections clause will be considered. No trial date has been set. We have more on both cases at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Jackie Glenn will be here at 7:05 tonight. He's a very funny comedian playing the Kenosha Comedy Club this week in Southeast Wisconsin. Check that out. We have a little bit of a clip of just about a minute long of Jackie's stand-up that I just think is great. So let's hear a little bit of Jackie before we bring him on at 7:05.
And who's the guy in the bathrooms in the nightclubs? You've seen these guys, the bathroom attendants. They work on tips. They get the cologne, the gum, and the candy, and the mints when you walk into the bathroom. They're like ambitious homeless guys, I think. They just showed up. Hey, this bathroom isn't taken. I think I'll set up my sundry shop right here. You got to tip them. They put pressure on you to tip them. You walk into the bathroom, what do? They turn the faucet on fire. Hey, thanks. I could have never done that on my own. Would you like some paper towels? You got me again. My hands are soaking wet, you little mind reader. You got to tip him. He's got a basket of bills he puts on the counter for you to tip him. He strategically placed the basket, right, guys? So you have to trip over the thing to get into the bathroom. He's got $10 of bills on top of the basket that you know and I know he put there himself. I mean, who's the guy giving $10? That was the best crap I ever took. Here's $10. You run a hell of a house, you know that? There's an extra five. Well, I give down the place. You ever think of franchising? Because I don't see you running just one of these, Stinky. Can I call you Stinky?
Jackie is like just a great Boston comic. Love it. His jokes, he's like just called a banger. Like joke. Great stuff. He'll be here at 7:05. Kim Shefchik will be here at 6:35 to talk about doctors in recital. Our question of the night is, what's the longest you've herkle-derkled? For those of you just joining us, herkle-derkling is a practice in Scotland that's been going on for a couple hundred years. It just means laying in bed, being lazy, kind of resetting. So that's our question tonight. Have you ever herkle-derkled, and for how long? What's the latest you've stayed in bed? What do you think is acceptable? Conrad and I have both confessed to herkle-derkling. I do a little bit of it every day. I kind of lay in bed, look at my phone. Maybe even have a cup of coffee. Conrad said he was a big herkler-derkler in college. So there's no right or wrong answers, folks. There's only your answers. So, and then this is a Bar Band Friday night, too. 7:35, Terry Barr will be here with new music. Such great stuff. So the Oscars, the nominees are out for Best Picture. We really didn't get to this last night. But there are, I find it interesting because there are a lot of different films that have been nominated. I kind of like that they went to 10 movies. It gives us more to watch as we lead up to the Oscars. But here are the 10 nominees for Best Picture. Emilia Perez, it's a musical about a drug cartel dealer who has gender-affirming issues. Very interested to see that film. A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan biopic. Conclave, the film where they vote on the new Pope the Vatican, at the Vatican. Great cast, too, by the way, in that one. Ray Fiennes, Stanley Tucci. I'm blanking on the... Oh, John Lithgow is also in it. They play cardinals. But I enjoyed Conclave a lot. Nickel Boys, have not seen it yet, but it's an indie film. Two teenage boys dealing with racial issues in Florida. I'm Still Here. I don't know anything about I'm Still Here, but also an indie. The Substance, I believe, is also considered an indie film. And it's a horror, starring Demi Moore. My daughter saw it, and she just said it was really scary. So I'm going to see that. Demi Moore is sort of making a comeback. Dune Part 2. They even have a blockbuster in there. You don't often see, it's not that rare, but I want to say Dune is probably the only blockbuster nominated this year. Although we'll see how the Bob Dylan pick does, A Complete Unknown. But Dune 2, Wicked. Now that's a blockbuster. Conrad only made it halfway through. He was not a huge fan.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot. Have you seen any of these other ones, Conrad?
I haven't, but I know Conclave is on Peacock, so I'm going to check that one out probably this weekend and see how I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Anora, another indie, Sean Baker film, and The Brutalist, which stars Adrian Brody and Felicity Jones and is very long. They have an intermission built into the theater-going experience, even at the multiplex level. So I've heard it's very good. These are all... So what is that? I've seen one. I've seen Conclave, Dune 2, and that's it. I got some homework to do. So the nominations are out. We'll be talking about them as we get closer to the Oscars. We'll talk about some more categories too. Actors and actresses, and of course, directors. So listen, I got a sandwich today, Conrad. Do you eat out a lot? What's your day like when it comes to eating out?
I really try to eat the stuff that I got at home. But sometimes it's just so easy to just get a sandwich. Because,
go ahead.
Right by us is the Hagmeister, and they got some pretty good food, too. And
they have good food.
It's just easy to go there, but I tried just to eat at home.
It's tough. More often than I'd like, I just pop out to get something. I went to one of my favorite sandwich shops today. I like everybody there. But what is it when you say just a little bit? Like, do you want mayo? Just a little bit. They slather it. They empty the bottle. They drown it. Did you hear what I said? I said I want a little bit. And I don't know if people aren't paying attention or what, but then I get my sandwich home. I got to scrape the mayo off because it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Same thing with Jimmy John's. You want cheese on that? Nope. I get my sandwich. There's cheese on it. What'd you ask for?
Yeah, I mean, I know first when I get sandwiches, I ask for just a little bit of pickles. I don't like pickles in every bite, but I enjoy some pickles as well. You know what I mean? Pickle.
Yeah.
And I usually have a bite of pickle every bite when I ask for that.
That's a tough ask, though. I'd like a pickle every third bite.
Well, I'm expecting I'm kind of
on the sandwich shops.
Four of them or something, you know, not the whole sandwich length.
I'd like a pickle and a third in every bite I take of this delicious.
I'm
going to
do that from now on.
I think all they hear is pickles, Conrad, done. And they don't really comprehend what you're saying. And again, they're busy. And I know making sandwiches isn't rocket science. And I'm not trying to look down on anybody. But I think they make so many sandwiches, they just hear mayo, pickle, bam. Yeah. I have one more beef. A nickel. You get 3 minutes for a nickel in Green Bay at the parking meter. Have we talked about that?
Yeah, have you? I think you get seven for a dime.
No, you get 6 minutes for a dime. If they're consistent.
Yeah.
And then you get 15 minutes for a quarter. I feel like I'm in Manhattan when I pay those prices. We'll get to the bottom of this. Hey, Kim Shevchik is coming up next, and we're going to talk doctors in a recital. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's happened to me, and I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love.
News from the Center, WRCE. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For News from the Center, 107.7 WRCE, I'm Jimmy Cuska. So far, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has counted 92 districts statewide that have committed to a referendum this spring. Five in February, including Mauston's $7 million referendum to keep the district from dissolving, and 87 more in April, including a nearly $70 million plan for facility improvements at Baraboo. River Valley, Riverdale, Weston, Dodgeville, Prairie du Chien, Viroqua, DeSoto, and New Lisbon are all seeking operational referendums this April as well. Law enforcement officials in Tennessee say there's a potential link between a Nashville shooting this week and one in Madison at Abundant Life Christian School last month. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
17-year-old Solomon Henderson was the shooter in Nashville this week. His social media account, according to ABC News, was followed by Natalie Rupnow, the Abundant Life Christian School shooter. Henderson, who allegedly killed a female student before taking his own life in a Nashville high school cafeteria, may also have interacted with Rupnow on social media prior to her attack in Madison last month.
Two people were killed and six were hurt in the Abundant Life Christian School shooting last month. This year's Green Bay Packers tailgate tour is coming to the Cooley region. The Packers announced yesterday a series of stops from April 8th through the 12th, which will include a stop in Onalaska on April 10th. The Onalaska stop is hosted by the Hunger Task Force at the Stony Creek Hotel. Tickets for the stop are available on the Hunger Task Force website. Josh Jacobs, Tucker Kraft, Lucas Van Ness, Amon Green, Jermichael Finley, John Michaels, and Mark Murphy will appear on the tour. A second major musical event is coming to Camp Randall Stadium in Madison this year. Morgan Wallen will play the venue on June 28th with Miranda Lambert and Ella Langley. It'll be the first concert at Camp Randall since 1997. Last fall, Coldplay announced they would be making a stop at the venue, which is the home of the Wisconsin Badgers. Coldplay's first Wisconsin appearance since 2009 will happen on July 19th. Tickets will go on sale next week on Morgan Wallen's website as well as uwbadgers.com. For WRCE, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Oscar nominations came out yesterday. 10 movies were nominated for Best Picture. But in the Best Supporting Actor category, there were 5 nominees, including Yura Borisov for Anora, Edward Norton for his role opposite Timothy Chalamet in the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown. Guy Pearce was nominated for his role in The Brutalist. Kieran Culkin for the comedy drama A Real Pain. And his Succession co-star Jeremy Strong drew a nomination for his part in The Apprentice. A Complete Unknown, The Brutalist, and Anora all drew Best Picture nominations as well. In the Best Supporting Actor category, it was more good news for A Complete Unknown as Monica Barbaro was nominated, to no one's surprise. Ariana Grande got a nod for her role in the blockbuster Wicked. Felicity Jones for The Brutalist. Isabella Rossellini is up for her role in Conclave. And after showing her musical side, the Academy recognized Zoe Saldana for her role in Amelia Perez. Every film these actresses were in was also nominated for Best Picture. Nice job, girls. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, a few flurries tonight, and lows in the mid-teens. A mix of sun and clouds and blustery tomorrow, highs in the low 30s. Mid-20s and mostly sunny Sunday. A January thaw into next week, highs climbing through the 30s, even a few 40s.
We're at 18 right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in this state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbush Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
yes,
can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ooh, let's unplug from the politics and rock some local tunes on Max Inc. This week, we welcome Or Does It Explode and Chicago Blues Hall of Famer Paul Flipowitz. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, this is Danny Slate, and you are listening to Nightlight with Geek Schwabba.
Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down.
Welcome back. So our question tonight, it's kind of a mouthful. Have you ever herkle-dirkled, and for how long? What's the latest you've stayed in bed? That's what herkle-dirkling really is, folks. It comes from the Scottish, and it's a centuries-old practice that just is the art of laying in bed past the time you're supposed to be up. So have you ever herkle-dirkled, and for how long? What's the latest you've stayed in bed? What is acceptable? We should say alone, too, because that's really herkle-dirkling. I mean, if you're, like, in bed with someone, there's all kinds of things you could be doing. I don't mean that necessarily just, like, you know, sexual. You could just be laying there reading, talking, whatever. So there's no right or wrong answer, but let us know. 414, Tom in New Berlin says, Pete, is the herkle-dirkle from the Shire? I saw it on Yahoo News, Tom. So I don't know what the Shire is. I've heard of that, though. Carla from Baraboo. Aunt Carla says, actually, today Aunt Carla and Uncle Jim herkle-dirkled in Vegas after a long week of many adventures at the SHOT Show convention with no internet. You know what that is, Conrad?
Yeah.
What is the SHOT Show?
Well, Jim owns a gun shop. So okay. It's a bunch of, I think it's a bunch of people who own their own shop. And okay.
And they get together and herkle-dirkle, apparently. They had no internet. Carla says, we decided to stay close to our hotel, wake up late, and check out the old Vegas. That's fun to do, Carla. Great decision. She said, started to drink at 2 p.m. and walked to Fremont Street for a night of adventure. Sounds like there'll be herkle-dirkling tomorrow as well. Tom also from New Berlin says, he calls that binge rest. Oh, I like that. Well done, Tom. Thank you. Thank you for all your texts. Keep them coming. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to turn our attention to one of my someone who's become one of my favorite guests. She has a beautiful singing voice, and she is the organizer of Doctors in Recital. She also performs with them, and she's been in the studio several times and wowed us with her voice. And Doctors in Recital is tomorrow night, so we thought we would have Kim Shefchik on one more time to make a final push for Doctors in Recital. Kim, how are you?
Oh, my gosh, I'm great. How are you?
Doing very well. Oh, I thought you were on the phone. I can see you, though. This is great. You're on the stream.
Yeah, I'm on the stream. I'm backstage. We got rehearsals underway. So it's pretty awesome.
Look at that. And you're all dressed up and looking very glamorous.
Well, we do a full dress rehearsal. They take pictures for next year's promotion. So, yes, I have makeup on. You're probably not used to seeing me like this.
Makeup only adds a little. It's your allure that is so enticing, I think. So, but it's good to see you. I can tell you're having fun, and it looks like just such a great event. Tell us, where can people find tickets, or where should they just go tomorrow night? Do you have open seats still?
Absolutely. Well, okay. We've got the beautiful Widener space here. I'm sure many people have been in this amazing auditorium. I'm just turning my camera around here. So we've got the lower level full and the middle tier is pretty full, but we've opened up the top deck for tomorrow night. So you can come on down to the Widener Center, get tickets starting at $25. You can go on our website, doctorsandrecital.com or .org. Both will get you there to get your tickets.
And it's for a great cause. Tell us where the proceeds go.
Yeah, we're pretty lucky that we've had some phenomenal partners this year. We have Foster the Village, which is a Brown County Foster Parent Support Network. And then we have the Ecumenical Partnership for Housing. And they help families who are facing homelessness get housing and work towards independent living with their families. And then we also have music education recipients. So we have the Griffin String Quartet, who do some really amazing things in our Northeast Wisconsin community with music education of all ages. And then also the Fort Howard Fife and Drum Corps, which plays at Heritage Hill. So we're pretty lucky to have some phenomenal partners. And like I said, I'm here backstage right now. We have our, it's a little Mendelssohn going on with some strings, but we earlier had some Broadway. We've got funk, we've got country, we've got classical. It's pretty awesome.
You just answered my question. My next question was going to be, what kind of music can people expect to hear? Because I know you guys cover a lot of different stuff.
We even have original. We have original music. We have every year one of our regular performers, he writes a song about one of our recipients. And I heard it earlier tonight. It's called I Am Home. And it's very moving.
That's great. I would like to, if you're okay with this, give people a sample of what they can hear tomorrow night and the kind of music you create with your beautiful voice. So let's hear a little something. Kim is not with us in studio like she usually is, but she's giving, I feel like we have breaking news here or something. And you're giving us an expose backstage. That's so cool that you're doing this. But here is Kim performing at a recent concert of Doctors in Recital.
Awesome.
That's beautiful.
Okay, well, this is funny because for me, it was like 5 minutes of silence, which is probably better than 5 minutes of listening to yourself. But I got fuzz in my mouth. I'm backstage, like I said, listening to this wonderful group of musicians playing Mendelssohn. And now you're probably listening to me screeching on something, and I have no idea what it is.
No, we played. You shared two files with us for this. How Do I Get You Alone? Beautiful.
And ooh, I like
add,
that one.
Yeah, you're also playing the piano, which yeah. I didn't know you did. That blew me away. Great job there. And then you're very welcome. And then Paul Piot sounded great on that, too, playing the guitar and also singing with you. So very nice. Very well done.
Yeah, that's still one of my favorites. We had a good time playing some classic rock with heart.
Yeah. You guys are, so you put this whole thing together, right, Kim? This is kind of your baby. How much work is that? I mean, you have a full-time gig.
Am the chair of the board and help kind of organize the chaos of the getting the sponsors, choosing our recipients, connecting all of our musicians. But I'm actually going to I'll tell you who I call her the fairy godmother. She won't really be able to hear you because I have my AirPods in, but this is my fairy godmother of Doctors in Recital. Her name's Lucinda Roberts. She's
Hi.
Phenomenal.
Hello,
She's
Lucinda.
A music educator and a lifelong phenomenal piano player, works at East High School here in Green Bay, but she really started this baby back 19 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, all right, Kim, I'm going to ask you something. Mm-hmm. I've heard you now. You've been in the studio several times. You have such a great voice. You're such a good musician. You know, this is a once a year thing, unfortunately, but I know how much work it goes in. Do you ever play at other venues in Northeast Wisconsin throughout the year?
Well, I'm lucky that I get to play with my friends when they ask me. So I'll sometimes fill in for different things. And then at our church, I play and sing. And I definitely have been involved in a few other nonprofits that do music. I think the one that is also near and dear to my heart is On Stage for Cancer, that we do a summer concert.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I try to do something to keep me connected to the music. I know I've shared that, you know, my love of music couldn't be brave enough like some of these amazing musicians to keep it as a career, but it's been fun to stay connected, and volunteering is a great way to do it.
Yeah, great point. What about the other musicians? You guys are all full-time medical people in the medical field. Do they find time to perform around Green Bay anywhere or Northeast Wisconsin?
Yeah, we actually, one of the guys in our show, he has an amazing band. They play regularly at a lot of different establishments in town. Crunch Time is the name of his band. Several of the people that are on stage right now, I'll turn my phone around again. They play with the Civic Symphony here in Green Bay.
Nice.
So we've got involvement in our local symphony, and then Dudley Birder Choir. A lot of our physicians sing in that too. So people stay connected to it. And music's a powerful draw, right? And a great outlet.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We're going to hear one more song from Kim after a very short break. You're going to want to hear this because it's from Mamma Mia and she crushes it.
Oh
and
my gosh, this one's fun.
We are getting, I love that you're doing this. Conrad, we have to find a way to do this more often because I feel like we're getting a total sneak peek backstage. Well, we are. And this is tomorrow night.
So cool.
Yeah, this is tomorrow night. So if you're looking for something to do on a cold January night, I cannot think of a better thing to do than to go inside a warm theater and warm your heart with some phenomenal music. Kim Shevchik is my guest right now. She's backstage at the final dress rehearsal. This is exciting. And we're going to hear another great song from Kim when we come back. And we'll wrap up our time with her and let her get back to rehearsal. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE. I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Tom in New Berlin says, Pete is the Hercule Durkle from the Shire. And then he says, the Shire from Lord of the Rings. See, I am not versed in Lord of the Rings films. I apologize, Tom. So I guess that's a compliment, but I'm not sure. But thank you for the text, buddy. Always great. Kim Chef Chick is here. She is live, coming to us live from the Widener Center backstage at the final dress rehearsal. Oh, I'm getting some feedback. Final dress rehearsal for Doctors in Recital, which takes place tomorrow night at the Widener Center. Kim, we're going to hear another song you sang that I just love, and then I'm going to ask you a couple questions after that. Are you still good on time?
I'm still good. Can you still hear me okay?
We can hear you just fine, and this is great.
Okay,
so let's hear another one of Kim's performances from a recent event at Doctors in Recital. This is a great song, and it's Kim Shevchik belting it out. just phenomenal, Kim. You probably couldn't hear that. Could you hear that? It was just you singing Mamma Mia. It was just great. And that is just a sample of what people can hear if they go see Doctors in Recital tomorrow night. It's going to be just
that was a
great
good. Yeah, that was a good representation of our fun. You know, it's a little bit of fun. It's a little bit of something interesting for everybody. And then we don't take ourselves too seriously because you see me wearing some pink polyester. Pretty classic.
It's awesome. You're so much fun. Thank you so much. And crush it tomorrow night. And please take more video. We'll share it on the show. It's always fun to hear you sing. And it's fun just to catch up and talk too. So thanks so much.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having me. It was always fun.
Anytime. All right. That's Kim Shevchik. Check out Doctors in Recital tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen, at the Widener Center. That's a great place to see. I saw the Bodines there twice. It's a great place to see a winter concert. Kind of off the beaten path, east of 43. You don't see much of that, Conrad, in the Green Bay area.
I do, because I live close to it.
all right. That was Kim Shevchik. Thanks so much. Check it out, Doctors in Recital. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, Jackie Flynn will be here, comedian. We heard a little bit of his comedy earlier in the second segment, and Jackie's hilarious. We'll talk about his date this weekend at the Kenosha Comedy Club and some of his movie work. That is coming up next after the news. It's a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr is here at 7:35. This is Civic Media. I'm Pete Schwabba. Coming back. I'm waiting just for you. Someone's waiting for a
lover. Someone's waiting for a lover. News from the Center, WRCE. Dom Selvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey Kay, will discuss the fallout from tribal and U.S. citizens getting caught up in the immigration sweeps. Also, which cabinet picks are in and out. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Trump is in Los Angeles to survey wildfire devastation. Governor Gavin Newsom greeting the president.
We're going to get it fixed, so we'll get it permanently fixed.
Virginia means a great deal to all of us, not just the folks in Palisades, the folks in Altadena that were devastated. We're going to need your support.
We're going to get it fixed, so we'll get it permanently fixed, so it can't happen again.
Earlier, the president surveyed Hurricane Helene damage in North Carolina. The North Dakota Supreme Court ruled that the state's abortion ban will not be enforced, while the state appeals a lower court's ruling that the ban is unconstitutional. North Dakota currently has zero abortion providers, hasn't had one in over 2 years. Hamas announced it would release four female Israeli soldiers held hostage the last 15 months, part of an exchange for 200 Palestinian prisoners or detainees, including 120 militants serving life sentences after being convicted of deadly attacks. This is ABC News.